Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. I'm not drunk, I'm autistic, and in case you can't tell from my voice, which you might not be able to because you may be autistic and therefore unable to figure out vocal tones, hey, me too, I'm crying. So this is going to be one of those episodes. I'm not going to lie, I'm trying to stop a PTSD episode from happening right now, and well, I probably should just go downstairs and grab my fiance. It's just been a really long day for both of us. And sometimes I feel guilty about the amount of things he has to do to help me every day, even though he doesn't mind and he adores me and he knows that it's part of living with me and he doesn't mind. But I feel bad still. And so, okay, just a quick brief, in case this is the first episode you've ever listened to of mine. I was very badly abused by my parents, especially in regards to my autism. I wasn't allowed to stim. I wasn't allowed to be myself in most ways. I was locked in my room during autistic meltdowns. That were usually caused because I wasn't able to be myself and I was being forced to mask every single second heavily as a child. sorry, really? And so, yeah, and my PTSD episodes happen when I feel like I'm back as a child. I don't like them. I literally go back to being a child, and I usually start talking like I did when I was then, and I just feel like I'm back in the situation I can't get out of. And they're scary, and I don't like them, and I really don't want to have one right now. So the thing that caused it, and it's actually kind of a good thing because one of the issues as a child was I couldn't verbalize shit. I really couldn't. Like, I was an abused autistic child and I had a lot of trouble verbalizing what happened to me, and I would try to explain, like, a lot of the issues. I think the thing that's scaring me right now is that feeling before I lost utter control. That feeling before the meltdown happened, and then I got thrown in my room, or the cops were called, or I got taken to the mental hospital. That's the moment right now that's scaring me. And I know what triggered it. I was watching an episode of, like, what's it called? Kids Behind Bars, Life for Parole, and she was just one of the people who murdered someone when she was 16, was apologizing to the family, and she was just crying and pleading with them to, like, accept her apology, even though she knows it wouldn't work. And it just, for some reason, really reminded me of those moments before. I don't know, I wasn't able to verbalize this, but there was always a moment, like, right before everything went wrong. Like literally, maybe the, and now I know what it is. Now I know it was the mask slipping off and me thinking I could keep it on and me thinking that I could have stopped myself, that I could have stopped myself from slipping down that precipice and having the cops called or all of those horrible things. And now knowing as an adult, there was literally nothing I can do. I can't stop autistic meltdowns now. I can't. I was in a situation where an autistic meltdown was considered just the worst thing in the world. And yeah, they got violent. They got scary, but it was because of the way my parents handled it. And I always hated that moment. I always hated that moment because
Because then something that I could feel myself backpedaling when my parents like, okay, this is happening then. And I just was like, wait, no, please, please let me go back. Please let me go back. Just one more moment. Please let me just go back. Let me try again. Please let me try again. And I don't know, for some reason, this person, sorry, I keep like dabbing at my nose with a tissue. The person who burned somebody alive when she was 16 was just kind of talking about that moment, and it just kind of broke me. It's been a really long day, too. For those of you who know the spoon theory, my spoons are well into the negatives right now. Yeah, and I don't know, I was also, even before that, I was thinking about my parents, and just, that didn't help either. I hate them, and they scare me, and I've seen what their apology looks like. I've, like, literally seen what their apology looks like, and there's no change for them. And that is something I've accepted, and honestly, I'm very happy about, and normally I can process it in a very healthy way, but there's just moments from my childhood still that scare the living fuck out of me. Specifically, the moment, here's a good example, the moment in, when I was in eighth grade, I was fucking 13, I was overwhelmed, I was just real overwhelmed, and I was having a meltdown, and I screamed that I was gonna like burn the house down or something, and I didn't mean it, and I took it back as soon as I said it, and I apologized, but that's no good. That's bundle you up in the car and take you straight to the mental ward. I don't know. I just feel like my parents created this monster in me that I am still trying to not even get away from, because I'm not that person. It turns out when I'm not living with abusive people, yeah, I still have meltdowns, but they're not directed at humans. They're usually directed at the fact that I haven't fed myself, or that I'm just really tired and overwhelmed, or that the grocery store trip had too many children crying. They're not fucking directed at the fact that I am constantly, constantly forced to mask. All right, I think 8 minutes is enough. Is enough of this. Thank you once again. I just dropped my phone. Oh my goodness, I just dropped my phone. Thank you guys. Yeah, that's definitely the sign that we're done here. If you've made it to this point, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being my therapist. I feel like I just said that. I'm doing my best here, y'all. I'm doing my best, and that's all anybody can fucking do. At least I got out of work early. Oh, that's probably a really good thing. I got out of, imagine where I would be right now. I have Instagrams, fuck you up fairy with underscores after each word, and hearth fairy fibers if you want to see my knitwear. I have an email address, theautisticpinup@gmail.com, and I have a buy me a coffee link, and I also offer trainings as well as article writings and blog posts. Again, thank you so much. This helped. I think this helped. I feel a lot better. I feel a little lighter, and I have fucking content. Take that, parents. You know what? You might have abused me, but god damn it, I'm getting a podcast episode out of it. And that's all anybody can hope for in life. Am I right? All right. Goodbye. I'll talk to you later.